Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Batch. Batch.
Batch, bitch.
Batch, 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 batch.
Batch, bitch.
Batch, batch, bitch, batch.
Batch, 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 bitch.
Batch, 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 batch.
Batch, bitch. Batchy, batchy, bitch, bitch.
Batch, batch, batchy, batchy, bitch, bitch.
All right. One, two, three. Hello.
Hello.
I'm Naomi.
And I'm Danielle.
And this is Batch Bitch.
The podcast where we used to bitch about The Bachelor.
And now we just try to find our way in this crazy thing called life. Yeah. So we're coming to you. I'm coming to you from where I usually am because I am unemployed and at home.
I'm coming to you from Soho Square in London.
Oh la la! What are you doing there, Danielle?
I'm having a coffee.
Okay.
No, that's because it's the morning. No, I'm doing my shows. I knew what you meant. I was just being silly.
You little bitch.
This is actually, this is our perfect time difference for us to do the podcast because it's when we're both at our peak goodness. Me in the morning, you in the evening.
That's true. I really, like, throughout the day, I've been doing a 30-day yoga journey. I'm up to day 26 now. Thank you. And throughout the day, I'm like, I'm so tired. I don't want to move and I'd want to die. And then when it gets to 11 p.m., I'm like, let's work out. Let's, like, get into it. Let's get those endorphins flowing. And then at midnight, I'm just lying in a bed staring at the ceiling. Ha, ha, ha.
Well, I mean, I know that that's what you're like. You're a night owl.
Yeah. Hoot hoot, bitch. How are your shows going?
Yeah, good. I've done 4 so far, 6 to go. Mm-hmm. I had 3 good shows and then 1 show, which was the worst show out of any show that's ever happened in the history of the world.
And what happened?
It was so bad. I think it was just like, honestly, I looked out from behind the curtains and I was like, oh my God, this is not my target demographic. This is 40, 80-year-old men and women.
Oh no.
From England who do not, they're
coming out to the... famously love crowds that are like 20-year-old non-binary people from Australia.
Yeah. They love us. They did not like me. They did not like me one bit. They were confused by me. I think because obviously it's like different as well because it's at a theatre. So I think they're...
ooh, la, la.
I think they're like thinking that they're coming out to see like somebody who would perform at a theatre and not somebody who would feel more comfortable in like a rusty shed doing comedy.
I want you to repeat hand on heart that you would rather do comedy in a rusty shed than a theatre.
I would rather do comedy in a rusty shed than a theatre.
Ah, that's why I love you. You're not like other girls.
Well, mostly I think what it is that the type of people who are coming out to watch you at a rusty shed, they've already invested themselves into an experience. They're at a rusty shed.
That's true. It's definitely your crowd are the ones who would show up to comedy in a rusty shed.
Exactly. My crowd consists of young, quirky women, young gay men, and then this third group, which are men from the country who don't quite get the joke.
But they love your enthusiasm.
They love it. They're like, she's talking about dead stuff.
I think we should also point out that we don't know how this is going to go because there is a noticeable time delay, and I had this brilliant plan that we would to sync up the recordings to like count to three and then clap on three. And it turns out that there's about a second delay. And Danielle didn't believe me and she thought I was gaslighting her. And also,
I'm still not sure that you weren't because you could have just like waited a second to clap. Because I was clapping at the same time as you.
Danielle, it has to go all the way across the ocean to the other side of the world. It takes a second.
I don't know how. It's in the air.
It's in the ocean. I should know more than that, but I know it's in the ocean. And also the other thing is Danielle does have the microphone on her, but it's not working.
No. As we all know, I have technical difficulties always, and today is no exception. I should have got Jono to help me set up the microphone on my computer because, as we remember, my hard drive fucked itself. And I didn't because I didn't that think is it canon. Would be a problem. And now I'm sitting next to a microphone whilst just talking into my laptop.
How is the quality on that?
I mean, I can't hear it yet. I tested to make sure that it was recording, but I've got my headphones plugged into my phone so that I can hear you on the Facebook chat.
Great.
And so I have no idea how it's going.
Also, your hearing isn't very good.
No, it's terrible.
So really, this could be any type of quality.
Yeah. I think, though, that my hearing is very bad, except for high-pitched noises. High-pitched noises, I can hear anything.
Oh, you little spring chicken.
Yeah,
I bet you heard Yanny over Laurel, didn't you?
I don't remember that. I didn't remember what I heard. Because I think I heard both because somebody changed it so that you could hear both. And then now I don't remember which one I did. If you send me a link, I'll watch it and let you know.
We're not talking about Yanny versus Laurel. I'm sorry, we're not
doing it. No, we can keep that for when I'm back.
Okay, great.
We'll save it for the pod.
So, actually, while we're recording this right now, the first episode of Married at First Sight is airing for the year.
Yes.
And Danielle, you've said that you will gladly watch and talk about that. Even though you complained about The Bachelor being too much per week, and that was only two episodes per week, I now find out Married at First Sight, four episodes per week. Fine for me. Again, I'm unemployed and I love trash. But you seem to be okay with this.
I don't know what it is, but I think I watched the last season of Married at First Sight, and even though there were some bits that were very boring, not unlike The Bachelor, I found it more realistic. No, that's incorrect. I just liked it because there were more real people, I guess.
Mm.
Okay. Like, not real people. You like to see yourself people.
Represented on screen.
Yes, that is me. I was definitely one of... No, I don't know what it is because there were definitely... what I like is there are people who are normal people who were applying for Married at First Sight who think they look like the type of people who get on The Bachelor/Bachelorette, but they're not. They're like, you know... lower down on the totem pole, and then there are people who are like super low down, and that's fun to watch and see how they interact with each other. Also, there's more men and women. It's not like people aren't competing for each other. People are just like got each other, which is like fun to see what people are like in different relationships.
Okay,
well, especially because I mean, number one, that's awkward. I'm sorry, but You got to spend all your time with a stranger? I'd hate that. I'd hate it so much. The thought
that,
of ever...
That truly is the concept of the show. that married, you don't know him, it's crazy.
Yeah, I'd hate it. I'd hate it so much. The thought of breaking up with Jono terrifies me, number one, because I love him. But also another thing that scares me is like, if you break up with somebody and then you've got to start dating again, yuck. I don't want to date anybody ever again. I hate that. I hate meeting new people. I hate talking to people. I hate, like, I want to just automatically know everything about them and then we're done. Now we can live our lives. You know, two, 3 years
in. Not like the falling in love part.
No, 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 no. Oh, that's so uncomfortable. I hate that bit. Nobody knows where they stand. You're all like, bah. Yeah, I don't like it. I just want to be.
It, Danielle, it's the thrill of the chase.
No, I don't want that. I just want to be in comfortable love.
Oh, God. Okay.
What do you want? Some sort of. What do you. You want the butterflies at the start? Get those butterflies out of my tummy. I want to get home to a roast dinner and have known that the roast was on special because I received updates of the person buying all the stuff at the shop.
I love a whirlwind romance, okay? Mark told me today he was watching an episode of Seinfeld and he was like, this is what I did to you, just so you know. When we were texting, apparently George Costanza will, like, leave on a high. And so Mark said whenever he, like, would make me laugh via text, he'd just stop texting me because he wanted me to remember him as a funny guy.
That's a psycho move.
That's what I said. I said, you're insane. Unfortunately, I am already trapped here. So, I'm in it now.
Naomi, do you need help? I will help get you out of there.
I mean, I would try to leave, but every time I'm about to leave, he says something so funny. Anyway, is it cold there? It's winter over there, Danielle.
Yes, it's freezing, but I'm in a heated apartment, so it doesn't matter. To be fair, I'm not doing any sort of, like, sightseeing or anything because I need to work on next year's show, so it's mostly writing. But I lived here before, so I don't really care about sightseeing at all.
Oh, that's right. You lived in London.
Yeah, so I'm just like, dip, there's a nice, there's a, like, a cafe I found around the corner that nobody goes to, and I think it's because it's owned by, like, I think, like, some sort of, like, group of sisters or sisters and a mum, and they're all French, and they are very rude. and, like, the other day I tried to get into the cafe to sit down so that I could get some breakfast and a coffee, and, like, they wouldn't move out of my way to get into the door. I was like, I'm coming in to try and buy stuff from you. What the fuck is happening? And then at the end I left a tip because it was very good and I thought maybe this will soften them up. And then as I was walking out the door, I couldn't stop them. Like, they kept talking to me. And I was like, well, you know that people, if you just be nice to them at the start, they might tip more. What do you call, last night, so I did a tweet about this. I don't know if you saw because, but I don't know. Last night, Jono called me. We were talking on the phone. And he was telling me that our housemate had just asked him how to make a stew.
Mm-hmm.
Like a stew, which he was like confused that he'd even ask because a stew is like, does anybody not know how to make a stew? It's you just put everything in the pot and then you top with liquid and then you leave it.
Well, I wouldn't know how to make a stew.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
What? Who's making stew? How old are you? Oh, for dinner I'm going to make a stew. That's disgusting. Sorry.
Stews are tasty.
Okay, if you're 70.
It's like a chunky soup. Yum. Yeah,
exactly.
Yum. But anyway, it reminded me that sometimes when I get home, I walk into the house and I'm never expecting it, but like a smell will hit me because Bar's our housemate has cooked fish in the microwave.
No, that's fucked up. It's so upsetting to me. That people do that at work. They'll microwave some sort of fish dish. I'm like, you should be arrested and you should be in prison for this because that's fucking disgusting. And that makes the microwave smell so bad. I need to kill him, unfortunately. So I'll do that for you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. That will be helpful.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's disgusting. And then, like, any time it happens, I just, like, I'm like, oh my God, this is the worst smell I've ever smelt in my life. And I swear it hangs around for 2 days until, like, Jono cleans the microwave out with a lemon or something.
It hangs around for so long. I remember Peter, shout out, I swear he cooked, maybe he didn't microwave it, but he cooked fish in the house and it stuck around for days. And I think it was because it was either too hot or too cold, so he couldn't really open the windows.
Peter, so you fucking psycho. You can't deal with us singing some songs. You can't deal with us singing some songs, but you're more than happy to torture Naomi with fish smell. What the fuck's wrong with you, Peter?
It's so upsetting. I don't even know how we're going to sing a fucking song this week.
Oh, can I suggest something for when I'm back?
Yes.
A once-off song for our first time reviewing Maths, where we sing Maths, bitch. Maths, bitch.
Yes.
Maths, bitch. Yeah, cool. It'll be like a, yeah, cool. It'll go well because it's like a change of topic.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I think the audience should know that whenever we think about the Batch Bitch song, we think about that first song that we ever did in the first episode, which was like 0.1 or something like that. And it's because we listened to it and we were like, this is so fun and funny. And then we listened to it a bunch of times. And then everyone we did after that,
we just don't remember.
And then you don't think about it ever again because of how embarrassing it is at this point.
Yeah. Oh, there's so many. The one where we're quite drunk and we're singing like a ballad earnestly with Batch Bitch is the worst.
I don't remember that one. And I don't care to remember, and I'm not going to. I'm just going to put that away.
It's a bad one. How have you been this week, Naomi? What have you been up to while I've been gone? Can you breathe crying for the first time?
Yeah, it's really nice, actually. Feel less stressed, less judged. More lonely.
Well, I'm glad there's a positive in there.
Well, that's a negative, but okay.
A positive for me. The others were negatives for me.
My negatives are your positives. We know that. No, I've had a nice week. What's happening? I have 3 more days of work left, so that's exciting.
And then you're unemployed!
Yeah, I'm excited for that. I'm, again, not excited for not having money, but it is a motivator for me to finally switch our podcast over to Planet Broadcasting properly, because then we'll stop paying money for the for the podcast hosting. Anyway, what else has been happening? So I planted my plants. Have I talked to you about my seeds?
Yes, you sent me picture updates and told me all about them, but tell me more.
Okay, so I bought seeds. I bought peppermint seeds, oregano seeds, basil seeds, and chamomile seeds. And then I sent Danielle a picture that I planted them and that they'd started growing like 3 days later. And then the first thing that you said, Danielle, was you have shit soil.
I couldn't tell from the photo, but I thought it looked like very chunky, thick potting mix that had like chunks of bark in it.
Well, yeah, that's true. But you also just could have said, that's great job, Naomi.
I think I did. I think if you look through our messages, I'll say, that's really great. Also, just a heads up, maybe some premium potting mix wouldn't go astray.
I'm reading it out.
Okay.
I'm reading. How dare you gaslight me like this? How dare you? I had to beg for a compliment. Okay, I've said, in other news, do you see the tiny plant? And I've sent a picture of it zoomed up. And then I say, also, here was the cutting I was telling you about. I feel like the roots might be too long. And then without commenting on the seedling at all, all you say is, nah, the roots will be fine. The only thing I would suggest is some good potting mix. The potting mix your little seedling is in doesn't look super good, but I'm sure it will still be okay.
Okay, yes, but then...
Then I said, wow, I already planted it, sad face. And then you said, don't stress. And then I said, I'll get some Sea Soul, which is that spray that you recommended to me. And then you said, and then I had to say, please still congratulate me on my little chamomile seedling. And then you said, congrats on your seedling.
Kissy face, very nicely.
Oh, okay. All right. You've scrolled up too, I see. So I think we can all agree I had to beg for some support from someone who's very good with plants, who I just thought, I'll try and connect with you over it. And then you tell me that I'm basically a shit gardener. Anyway, you'll be happy to know my nephew came over the other day, went straight for my little seedlings and just started like playing around in the soil because he's a fucking idiot.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, he likes to eat sand and soil. Well, he only got to, he got to two of the pots. One of them hadn't even sprouted yet. So I'm sure this is all very exciting. Anyway, my basil will, has not been touched and that's fine. But I think my chamomile's fucked, but it's fine. I'll just replant some more seeds. I'm honestly, it was very upsetting to me. And then that, so I had a, for everyone who's thrilled by this, I had a cutting on my desk of this, like, other plant that Danielle also has. Anyway, I put that in a pot, and then I walk in to see, it's got one leaf, and then I walk in and George is just, like, holding the leaf in his fist.
Oh, no.
And I was like, it's like the plant from Wall-E. You know how he's, like, this, just, like, this tiny plant that he's treasuring and keeping in a boot? That was this plant. And George is just, like, just in his fist, and I'm trying to get it out without damaging the plant, and I'm trying to get his fingers off it, and he's just, like, clinging on for dear life, and I was like, get off my plant! That's great. Love that little boy.
Is that still alive? Is it in potting mix now?
Yeah. It's all, I think that one will survive. But I was, we moved our furniture around, so I had to take all the books out of the bookshelf, and I had them, like, stacked up, and, like, all Mark's comics and stuff. And his records, and then George kept trying to go, like, and, like, play with them and step on them, so then I was, like, sort of standing in his way, and he kept trying to get past me, like, he just, like, sort of walk, and then walk back, and I was just, like, standing there, and I didn't move, and then he just started pinching me, and I was like, what the fuck is wrong with, he can't talk, right, so that's just how he communicates, but, like, without, he didn't scream or get upset, like, he just tried to walk, tried a few times, it didn't work, and then he just grabbed my leg.
Oh,
like
my
a,
God.
Like a sadist.
He's anyway, a psycho.
So basically, George and I are fighting. I also tried to do my yoga challenge while they were there. And I was like, can you please just be quiet while I do it? And Melanie's like, yeah, that's fine. And then I start doing it. And then George just starts walking past me going,
that's funny. Fart noises are funny.
I have to say it was funny, and then I was, like, trying to stand there, be silent. It was literally, like, the first 10 minutes of this video was just standing still and, like, being present, and I was like, this is the worst day for this. And then as soon as that thing stopped being funny, he walks over to my keyboard and just, like, starts, like, it's like a piano, and he just starts, like, slamming the keys. And well, then he, like, found Mark Sunny's and then just started walking around me in circles for 10 minutes. So, I really loved having him around. That's been, great. Love him so much. He doesn't love me yet.
I think he will one day, you know.
Not as much as he loves eating soil.
Well, soil is good.
I bet you were a soil eater.
I was not a soil eater. I was a parsley eater.
That's way worse.
I used to have, like, my granddad, he made me this little bag that I could put on the front of my motorbike because I got my, like, quad bike when I was, like, 3. And so I would, like, go spend the day, like, in the bush or whatever on my bike, but I'd go to granddad's veggie patch to feed myself, and I'd always just get, like, a handful of parsley and a capsicum. But, like, parsley's a diuretic, so I would, like, it was not good. I would eat more parsley than, like, you don't know parsley's a diuretic because generally it's used as a garnish, not a main meal.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever eaten more than a little bit. It's like I never used to eat Joel's because, like, I'd have one and I'd be like, yum, but then it would always be, like, on the label, it would say, don't eat too many or you'll shit yourself. So I was, like, trying to stop myself from eating this little candy. Meanwhile, you're just, like, shoving fistfuls of parsley down your throat.
Well, I mean, I felt so independent because I didn't have to go home for lunch. You know, I could feed myself, even if I didn't like what it was.
We're going to give people ideas for, like, eating disorders. Don't do this.
Don't eat Joel's and parsley. That's not a substitute for a healthy diet.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
Also, that would be the most expensive diet. You can't just eat parsley. It's, like, pretty expensive.
Well, you'd plant it. Obviously not around my nephew.
Or don't use whatever potting mix Naomi got.
I can't believe you sometimes. I can't believe that you're like this.
I should have, like, when you were coming, when you came over, I should have given you my old potting mix because I couldn't take it to Jono's because there's no, like, area to put it. I should have given you that.
You should have.
Sorry. I didn't know you were interested in it.
It's fine. I'm a plants girl now. I'm on a plant journey and sometimes there's failures and that's okay. I think you should know I'm pregnant. Can you imagine? Did you see that I tweeted at the Prime Minister?
No, but you know what I'm like on Twitter and there's a time difference.
You don't have to have excuses. I'm not mad at you this time.
Well, it's hard because like, I never know when you're mad at me and when you're not mad at me.
Yeah, I am always mad at you. I'll accept this. Well, Scott Morrison tweeted about Australia Day and how he's like, oh, you know, it's a time to not be divisive and it's a time to, like, think about all Australians. And just quietly, my opinion is that you're not thinking about all Australians when 26th of January was the start of a genocide. Hot take, watch out for me. anyway, I fucking hate Scott Morrison so much. And it's like, whatever. Anyway, he tweeted that, like, video, and I just thought it was such a wank. So I just wrote, nobody likes you, and you got this job by being a less memorable racist than someone else. and people loved it. Anyway, someone told me today that there's this Planet Broadcasting Facebook group that I wasn't really aware of, and it had been, like, posted in there, and it had, like, and someone's like, you should go look at the comments. And so then they added me to the group, and I looked, and it's got, like, 200 likes, and then it's just all these people in the comments talking about how, like, I've never seen this group before, but they're like, I don't think we should get political in the group. And other people were like, fuck you. And I was like, oh. anyway, but there was this one comment, and Wow. Anyway, so someone posted it and they were like, Naomi Higgins is the hero we need, which I have to admit, I agree. And then there's just like all those comments about like, it shouldn't be political, but Scott Morrison is a cunt. So, so we can all agree on that much. Anyway, but someone wrote, this is just like, I don't understand this at all. Just appreciate the joke and the greatness that is Naomi Higgins. She's audacious and bold. In the 1940s, she was fired from a movie theater and scurried away into the night. Now she has awoken, Captain America style, to tell it how it is.
Did you write that, Naomi?
Yes, I did. No, I didn't. I don't understand what this means. Is this a reference to something?
Well, didn't you used to work at a movie theater?
Not in the 1940s.
No, but maybe that's just like pretending you're an old soul. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
I don't think it's got any correlation to my life. I don't understand. I don't know Captain America's canon at all.
I'm going to do a quick Google just to see if maybe there's a different Naomi Higgins they're getting you confused with who has reawoken like Captain Marvel.
Like Lord?
Naomi Higgins. Do I type in the 40s?
This is Danielle.
Naomi Higgins.
Talking about me.
1940. I don't know if that's correct, Naomi. Maybe you're Naomi. What's your middle name?
Terry.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Is it Louise by any chance?
It's Terry.
Are you fucking kidding me? Your middle name's Terry. It's
yeah,
not Terry.
Roast me for it. Roast me for it, and then I'll tell you where it came from, you dumb bitch.
Oh, it's definitely from someone in your family who everybody loved and who died sadly, but.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Terry is a weird. I mean, I still think it's very funny that your nickname's Terry.
Here we go. Okay. Let me get comfortable. Terry is the name of my uncle, my late uncle, who passed away when I was 6 weeks old. Here's a story. No, you can find this online. I can tell it. Terry Higgins was the main director for Channel 9. he and I believe Peter Hitchener and Daryl Summers spoke at his funeral, right? He used to direct, like, Carols by Candlelight. He was, like, huge news there. He used to direct Sailor of the Century and all that stuff. Anyway, he, in the AIDS crisis, was HIV positive and he ended up dying from AIDS. And up until I was about 20, I thought he died of cancer.
Your dad said.
Well, then my sister told me and I was like, what the hell? And so I asked my mum about it and she's like, yeah, I asked your dad about it. And I was like, Dad, how did Uncle Terry die? And he goes, old age. And he was like 40. And I was like, Dad, what the fuck? Anyway, and then he voted no. So
that's depressing.
Cool work. Isn't that crazy? Anyway, so I'm named after my beautiful late uncle who I would have been best friends with if not for the AIDS crisis. So how do you feel now? What was my point? My point was that I don't understand that. If anyone has an explanation for that, I don't really want to message this guy because I'm too confused to get into that kind of dialogue, but maybe he listens to the podcast. Reach out. Tell me what you meant. But then I did, like, do you know Andrew Levins? He's a DJ and podcaster.
I've heard the name.
Yeah, I think it's called Hey Fam. Anyway, so he wrote, cool to see the usual suspects complaining about the host of a podcast they don't listen to replying to the prime minister of a country they don't live in.
That's fine.
Anyway, did you find anything?
I've found not this lady. There was a lady who did a census. Her name was Naomi Louise Higgins, and I felt like you could have had the middle name Louise. So I felt like that was possible. But I found a Naomi Higgins who is she's like a CrossFit athlete. She's 28. She is 127 elb pounds. That's it. Do you want to know? I can tell you her overall rank.
Can you link me?
So this is for her. I think it's like CrossFit Games, the Reebok CrossFit Games. In 2015, in the division individual women, she's got a rank here. Do you want to have a guess what her rank is worldwide or by her country, the United Kingdom?
So she's in the UK.
Do you want to rank her in the world or by the UK? Because I got both stats.
Do you know what it's out of?
No. I think it's infinite to the amount of people who've signed up to CrossFit Games.
Yeah, but obviously there's a number. okay, in the UK, let's say she's 204th.
No, in 2015, she was.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
984th in the United Kingdom.
So she's pathetic.
In 2016, she gets worse. In 2016, she was 1,266th in the United Kingdom. 2017, 1,399th in the United Kingdom. And then in 2018, holy fuck, I don't know if she lost a leg or something, but she's 3,429th in the United Kingdom. Also, CrossFit, I feel, took off, so maybe that's why.
Well, you know, my ego's boosted. I mean, maybe it's just because I'm in Australia, but when I looked up Naomi Higgins, all that came up was me. So I had to type in CrossFit as well to find someone else. So.
Oh, I scrolled a bit.
I'm thriving is what I'm getting from this Google search.
You're thriving.
I'm listed here as the page doesn't work, but it says I'm like performing at Earthcore, even though I pulled out and then I think the festival got cancelled anyway.
Yeah, I think that same thing happened to me too. Did we? Maybe we both were going to do it together. And oh yeah, we were. You were going to go with Mark, and then we messaged each other. It was like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we're both like, yeah, we're both not going to do it now.
Yeah. That worked out. I think no one ended up getting paid or something. Another exciting thing that's happened right now.
Yes.
A few days ago, Vig Zerbst, hero of the pod.
Yes.
For some reason. Posted one of those. Have you seen these people posting Instagram stories that's like, respond with an emoji to this if you're an artist and they'll tell you what I like about your art?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I just got a notification and she's tagged Batch Bitch Pod.
Me too. So is that for me as well? So both of us will have the same one?
Well, it's just about me.
Okay, you do that one and then I'll tell you mine because I haven't opened it yet.
That's so funny. Oh, we're both so in love with this woman. Okay, wow. It's a picture of me and it says, so funny. No, she did not say so punny. No one would ever say that about me. Redact. So funny, so powerful. Check out her pilot, Why You Like This, on iView. She's an amazing writer and she shines on screen. Wow, that's in capital letters. That's beautiful. Also, Batch Bitch Pod co-host.
That is so lovely. Vic Zerbst, great lady. Friend of the pod. Never listened, but best friend of the pod.
Has no idea how many times we've mentioned her. More than like... Way more people that we interact with more, work with more.
Yeah, we just like her. I've got a picture of me covered in like fake blood for mine, for like an acting role I did a while ago where I was a pig shooter. And then I've got at Danielle's Cool Okay, co-host of Batch Bitch Pod, insanely hilarious and my fave house guest ever because I stayed and it was fun. Also knows the best pop duo.
You would be such a good house guest.
YouTubers. That is true. I do know the best pop duo.
Is that
YouTubers.
Amy and Mel?
Bad. Yes, Amy and Mel. Amy and Mel. Can we make, maybe that's what we do. Maybe we make everybody who listens to the pod become obsessed with Amy and Mel.
Yeah, you've talked about Amy and Mel.
Have I talked about them on the pod?
Yeah, we've talked about Amy and Mel.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, I don't care. I'm going to put a link to their favorite video in our story or something.
Is it High on Life?
No. The best one is when they go, let me just go to YouTube to find the name of it because then I'm going to reenact it because it's only – the thing with Amy and Mel is they almost never post a whole song. They almost always post 30 seconds of a song or them singing a verse of a song but never the full song, which I think is the best way to become an international sensation. Personally.
They should make music for One Chance to Dance because it would be the perfect length.
That would actually be the best. We should hook them up. Maybe that's what we should do. Okay, so...
Also, shout out to DD, listener of the pod, for watching One Chance to Dance. She didn't even tag us. I just happened to stumble across her Instagram story, and I was so excited.
That movie was the worst, but I'm still obsessed with the outfits.
Are you going to work some more into your wardrobe?
No.
Okay.
No, never.
I've decided I'm changing my fashion sense, which I think is a perfect thing to do now that I have no money coming in and rent and bills to pay.
Well, that yes. What you want to do is go from dressing in good clothes to dressing in plain clothes so nobody can tell that they're out of season. That's my tip.
What? Plain? What are you talking about?
Like, just like a plain, always a plain white t-shirt or a plain black t-shirt. Nothing that can ever, like, go out of style because you'll need to wear it for 7 years if you don't have a job.
Oh, right. No, I was thinking more like South Korean goth.
Oh, yeah, that would suit you. do you want to hear the, I'll do a rendition of, Amy and Mel's, they do an 18 second cover of, Anne Marie's version of Alarm.
Absolutely.
And it's called a teaser, but they never have done the full song and it was 2 years ago. So the way they do it is they sing like this. They go, I'm just going to, do you reckon I can just play it loudly into the computer instead?
Sure.
Okay, because it is the best and the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. And there goes the alarm, ringing in my head. Like somebody said, don't you trust him, no. Texting from his ass, what did you expect? Now you're lying here, know where he goes. There goes the alarm. That's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. There goes the alarm, ringing from my head.
I feel like I almost know what that song is.
Almost.
Like, it's ringing a bell, but I'm like, it's not right.
I don't know if I've ever heard that song, but I've just heard their version so many times that now, even if I did hear the song, that's what I would hear in my head, just that high-pitched screeching.
I used to be obsessed with this cover of, do you know Nicole Arbour?
Yes, she's that lady who hates other ladies. Is that that one? She's like a comic lady, but she's not that one?
She became infamous because she did a video called Dear Fat People.
Oh, okay. I thought she hated women.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. She thinks she's like a feminist.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
But she, I'm obsessed with her because she's so embarrassing. And she did this, she got heaps and heaps of views on this one video where she basically, like, I don't know, just fat shamed for 10 minutes, which was, as we all know, scientifically works to help people lose weight if they want to. Anyway, but she's like a complete white feminist. She's like, all the forms of oppression that affect me, I'm furious about, and anything else, it's like, it's not that bad. Anyway, she did a cover of Childish Gambino's song, This Is America. Have you seen it?
Oh, yes, you showed me that.
I've showed you. Everyone, go watch this now. It's called This Is America, Women's Edit, and I like it because it's basically this song where Donald Glover is being like, our people are dying, our people are being allowed to die, and we need to do something about it, but everyone's just distracted by other things and not paying attention to it. And Nicole Arbour was like, good point, what if I made it about the wage gap? And it's so bad, and I'm obsessed with it. She used to have this video up, and I'm sorry, I won't be able to find it because she took the video down because I had it bookmarked, even though it was unlisted, so I could still access it, and I should have downloaded it. But she did this mashup of So What by Pink and Bad Blood by Taylor Swift, and it was, like, literally the worst thing I'd ever heard in my life. I can try and do a rendition for it if you like.
Yes, please.
Okay, it was like, I just remember the Bad Blood part was really bad. It was like, so baby, now we got bad blood. You know, it used to be mad love. So take a look what you've done. Cause baby, now we've got bad blood. Hey!
It wasn't even a parody. She was just singing a mashup.
Yeah.
Oh no!
You made a really deep cut.
Oh, that's terrible.
And if you
terrible.
Think I'm singing a bit out of tune, that's on purpose, because that's what she sounded like. I have the voice of an angel, as you know.
Yes, I very much well know, and so do all the listeners from listening to our intros and outros.
Exactly. Anyway, God, we both have a tendency to get obsessed with people that are disgusting.
Well, I mean, yeah, why wouldn't we get obsessed with people? There's crazy fucking people around.
Just walking around.
They're walking around. They don't know that they're crazy. People who don't know that they're crazy are the funniest type of crazy.
Now I'm just looking at other Naomi Higgins on Facebook.
Oh, on Facebook, hey?
Yeah. This one seems to think she's prettier than me. Interesting.
That's rude.
Of her? Absolutely.
Yes, rid of her. Well, I'm going to look at more Danielle Walker's people.
Why don't you find the one who keeps stealing cars?
I would, if I could.
If it wasn't you.
This one looks nothing like me, which I find weird for some reason. I'm like, who's this?
All, you should all look the same.
Yeah, I feel like we should be a version of each other. This one's like statuesque and blonde and looks nothing like me, and it's weirded me out. I'm like, this person could not play me in a life, in like a movie of my life, which I don't like. I feel like they all should be able to.
Well, there's so many blonde ones. One Danielle Walker, and she does seem a bit like a statue. And the first thing on her Facebook is, "It's interesting that the government can put this much money and time towards this project, but can't manage to change the date of Australia Day." Wow, she is woke. She is hot and woke.
What's her profile picture look like?
It's a blonde girl in seemingly a...
Oh, yes. No, that is who I was looking at, but I was looking at her sexy photos.
Well, I was looking at her opinions, Danielle.
Sorry.
I guess that's the difference between you and me.
Oh, no, I don't want to see the next thing she posted. Jesus Christ. I know I'm about dead animals, but I don't want to see a dog cooked. Can she not? The next post that she shared before that one, about Australia Day, she shared one that says... He's a dog and he's charred looking. It's not gruesome, but it's no different to when you'd walk past a Peking duck hanging in a shop window or a pig on a spit at a wedding. Preach. I find it a bit different, though, as well, which I know is weird, but there's something about a dog is different to me than a duck. I don't know. I know that.
Yeah, that's because you're a monster.
Don't act like you don't eat duck, you psycho.
I didn't say I wasn't a monster.
Yeah, we're all beautiful monsters.
I'm sorry you're threatened by this blonde bombshell Danielle Walker who cares about race
relations
and animals.
She's gonna steal my life. Get out of my face, Danielle. You'd probably need better friends with her. No.
I would.
No, you're not allowed.
She could teach me how to do my hair.
Oh my God, no. No, she's going to teach you how to use sea salt spray properly and not just make your hair bad.
And she's not going to bully me for not using the right soil.
I think she'll bully you. Oh, no. Okay, what? Okay, no, you wouldn't because it seems like she's anti-abortion. So, I don't know.
Okay, I'm here. Wait. Oh, my God. No one go to this girl's... Please do not stalk this woman. I just want to put that in.
No, everybody stalk her. Tell her I'm the better Danielle Walker.
I can't see it. I think you've made it up. What's the date? What's the date of this post?
Okay, the date of this post is 18th of October.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah, because then all the people underneath are saying, all the people underneath are saying, this should have been a referendum, not a parliamentary vote. It's a sad day for unborn babies. And then somebody else said, 22 weeks is fucked. And then Danielle Walker, not me, said agreed. I don't understand why people think...
Danielle Walker, agreed.
No, Naomi, don't edit that out.
You know what? Because I've done this several times, so I know how they feel. I'm like, yeah, I'll get pregnant. I'll have a baby, and then I get halfway through, and I'm like, I'm bored. I'm just gonna go abort it. I do that all the time. So
I do not understand
why they're mad.
I do not understand why people think that anybody's like waiting longer to have the baby taken out. Like
millennials are so lazy.
Like I don't want my body to be like ripped apart more, you know?
Well, don't you get like sickest in like the first trimester anyway?
I don't know anything about pregnancy.
Like it's not easy at the start either. Yeah. No one's
Nobody say like, that. I can't wait to abort a 22-week-old fetus or whatever.
No.
Nobody's like I'm hankering for it. You know what I keep doing? I keep getting pregnant. Then waiting and then getting it taken out. My partner thinks it's funny too.
Waiting until I'm very obviously showing and everyone knows I'm pregnant. And then I have to be like, I aborted it.
Yeah, what the... what is that? That's probably like something where... Yeah, I don't understand that. I don't understand being...
It's fine. I think they just rather if it like puts the woman's life at risk, well, what are you going to do? Luck of the draw.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
All right. I'm going to look up reviews if we have any reviews.
Oh, yes. Good. Because we're at the 56-minute mark. And I feel like it's way harder to podcast when you're, like, Skyping.
Are you having a hard time?
I'm just, like, quite hot. I turn the heating on and now I'm hot, but I can't move because I'm attached to all the things. And if I go somewhere, you know, but also it's so hard. I can't get up and move because there's no way we can do that because it's going to ruin the video editing process. Also, look, I'm in the sun. Look at me.
I think you look beautiful. Okay. All right. We have 4 reviews.
Yes.
Okay. First one is, and I've read this one, and I have something to say about it.
Okay.
It's 5 stars, obviously. Title, Funny AF, obviously, by Mystery Santana. And they say, these two are hilarious. Their TV pilot, Why You Like This, and this podcast will make you laugh for hours. Thanks for all the amazing content.
Yes, I love getting credit for work I didn't do. I did. I actually wrote most of it.
Excuse me?
I'm actually the director and producer.
Look, Danielle, I love our pilot. The only thing I love more than that is when we run raw comedy.
I mean, I just got to correct you on that one.
Okay, this one is from Lazy Mo.
Oh, yes. Good callback to the restaurant Lazy Mo's.
Very funny. I definitely picked up on that as well. Definitely. 5-star review. Tarzo's rules. I spelled Tarzo's name wrong, but that's okay. Do you like listening to podcasts about The Bachelor? Do you not like hearing stories about nothing to do with The Bachelor? Do you get offended by separated families at Christmas time? Do you get inside jokes about niche Bachelor references? Do you hate Kristen Stewart? This podcast is not for people who don't like the 2018 Melbourne International Comedy Festival Newcomer Award winner. Leave your ABC pilot ideas at the door because there's already one here. If you answered yes to any of these above, then this isn't the podcast for you.
That is a good review. I like you, Lazy Mo. I'm glad you're a Lazy Mo. We're all a Lazy Mo at heart, really, if we know anything.
I like this because the first question implies that if you actually like hearing about The Bachelor, then you won't like the podcast. Okay, we've got another one from Harrison Kai. It says, great pod, and then it says, I love you both, and I'd love to be the first gay Bachelor and guest star in the show, even if you hate everyone that goes on the show and everything they stand for. Also, this pod isn't about The Bachelor anymore, but yeah.
I like that too. I would love to see that.
Yeah. All right, this one is our first 4-star review.
Ooh. Why did we lose a star? Is it because of me? I did something.
No, it's not our fault. Okay, so it's brilliant, but I missed the format. 4 stars. And this is by Weed Fragged. I mean, I don't know. I'm clearly going to go kill this person, but it's fine. I've binge listened to every episode in 3 days and it's so funny. Been given so many a strange look for bursting out laughing in public. But, and please don't hate me, I miss the Bachelor format. Hearing Naomi become outraged and have massive 5-minute feminist rants or listening to Danielle's barely contained seething hatred of the show and slight resentment towards Naomi for making her watch it was so entertaining and funny and awesome. Maybe you could take retrospective look at the older seasons or something from Leo from England. P.S. I'm surprised you like Twilight, Naomi, an overly muscled boy falling in love with a fetus and a girl constantly trying to kill herself to get a boy's attention seems problematic. I know I shouldn't comment on your feminism because I'm a man and all, but I am gay, if that helps. I'm no, just a neutral outsider looking in, lol.
No, you shouldn't comment. We're allowed to like whatever fucking bullshit we like.
Yeah. Look.
Very funny, though.
Look, Leo, I would agree. I agree. It's completely problematic. My question about Twilight that I would ask you, since you are a gay man, is which pedophile do you think is hotter, Edward or Jacob? Let me know.
There's others. There's
pedos.
There's the dad one, Carlisle, and the big one, Emmett. and
yeah, but they're not pedos.
I mean, they're not, but I mean, neither's Jacob. Oh yeah, he is, because he falls in love with that baby. I forgot about that.
He falls in love with a baby.
Yeah, he does fall in love with the baby. That one's worse than Edward, because you would say that, like, I mean, at least she sort of looks like an adult, you know?
The face you just made.
Like, mentally, she'd be, I don't know, yeah, mentally, there's no way that he, an 100-year-old man, would find an 18-year-old attractive. Although, to be fair, the internet is fairly recent, so maybe he's not that smart.
They seem pretty smart.
Yeah, I mean, but yeah, I just, they like, heaps of stuff.
It doesn't matter how many times Jacob says, it's not like that. I'm like,
it seems
it will
like
be,
that.
Though, when you end up fucking when she's older. Yeah. Gross! Leo, look, I agree, it is problematic, but anything that I experienced in my formative years, I have an attachment to, and it was before my woke stage, and so I still have that attachment to it. Another thing that I just discovered this week is the band 303. Rediscovered them. I was obsessed with their album.
What was their big songs? I remember those.
Their biggest song is called Don't Trust Me.
Oh, yes. I saw them. Don't trust a hoe. Don't trust
Never
me.
Never trust a hoe. And then it says, shush, girl, shut your lips. Do the Helen Keller and talk with your hips. And I'm listening to it. And all the songs are like that. And I'm listening to it and I'm like, fuck, this is awful. But God damn it, this is so great. And I just listened to it on repeat. It's, I can't help it. So thank you for calling me out for being problematic.
We're all actually, problematic.
Call me out, it gets me off. So I love it. Call me out more. Leo, we're going to do Married at First Sight next week. So if you want to, if you hear that and that's good enough for you, then you bump those 4 stars up to a 5, baby.
Yeah.
No we'll judgment get you here. Unless you were four-starring my problematic feminism, by which I'd say no one's perfect, okay?
No. And also, if you're four-starring Naomi's feminism, you're going to be one-starring mine, because we know that I'm light years behind Naomi. I'm learning stuff every day. I'm fumbling along.
Life's all about learning, okay? And then putting all those discussions online so that one day, if you hopefully get famous like you want, someone can go back, comb through them, put together a supercut of how problematic you are.
And then we'll be cancelled.
And then we'll be finally free. I think the freest people in the world are the people who are cancelled, because they're like, well, fuck, I can say whatever I want now.
Do you know what's funny? I said out loud to myself the other night, I was scrolling through Netflix for something to watch, and I saw somebody, I don't know who it was, and then I said out loud, oh, that's weird, I thought they were cancelled.
Sorry, didn't we cancel them?
I thought they were gone. It's weird they got a new Netflix special out, I don't understand.
All right, so we didn't decide what song we were going to do before this. So I'm just going to pick a completely random one.
Yeah.
To read out. And hopefully it's not one that we've done before, and we're just going to sing over that, but we're going to have to do it a bit differently. But anyway, do you mind if I read it out, Danielle, since you
did
the delivery last time?
It's depressing, but yes.
Okay, Robo Bozo. Deeply satisfying synths play in a slightly dystopian domain. So if you have a film where a future vampire who owns a traveling carnival comes back in time to today with a crazy assemblage of experiences for today's currently not yet jaded audiences, that is your piece. Also useful for cat parkour.
Oh my god.
Fuck yeah, man.
Love you.
We love you. Kevin McLeod and Incompetech, thank you so much. Thank you everyone for listening. We hope this was fun. Sorry if you friggin' hate us for not torturing ourselves with The Bachelor, but next week we'll be back with Married at First Sight. Danielle, I will find a way for you to watch it from London.
Oh no, I've got a way. I figured out everything because, okay, so I know people have been messaging to say, hey Danielle, please cancel that gambling app, but I've got a VPN, yes. So I can access my betting account because I can't bet from London So I've got a VPN.
Oh my God, on Danielle. My computer.
So I can also do it on, I can set that up so I can go to channel 7 or whatever it is and watch maps. Also, I'm up Stop on my betting. Okay, and I only do $1 bets. Can everybody settle the fuck down? I'm fine. I've got it under control. I'm not addicted. I don't have like an addictive personality.
Oh my God. I'm so mad at you. I'm like, this is like,
I'm stealing the gambling people's money, so you shouldn't be upset.
That's what everyone says. Have you pulled your original money out yet?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm still mad at you for...
I'm gambling with my winnings. With them at all.
I'm mad at you for engaging at all. But whatever. It's fine.
Oh, my God. You are a bad feminist. Let other women do what they want to do.
To any extent, any woman can do whatever she wants.
Yeah, I can kill who I like, Naomi.
Yas, queen, yas. Okay, that's enough from us. Danielle, I love you.
I also think you're good.
Sometimes it hurts.
No, I love you too, Naomi.
You know what? I was just getting over the 4-star review and... Then I get that from you.
I'm sorry. When we get into maybe 3 or 4 years of our relationship together, then I'll be more at ease and I'll be more comfortable. Because you know I hate the first few years. I just love to be like in a pool and relax.
We've been friends since 2015.
Wow, time flies when you're having fun. No.
All those years and you're still not comfortable with me. That's good to know. Ha 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 ha. It's cool. It's cool. I'm feeling very vulnerable right now. I'd like to leave. I love you. Let's end the pod.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
No, okay. wait. Okay, let's do it properly. Okay. Okay, I'm sorry for everything I said. You are my best friend in the whole world. And I always support you. I love you forever and always. And also, to the listeners at home, that message was for you too. Okay, now we're ready to go.
Now it doesn't feel special again.
Okay, I'm sorry. That was just for Naomi. I was joking. That was a joke at the end. It's not for any of you. I hate all you. Only Naomi. Okay, are we ready to say goodbye now?
Yes. Okay. Thank you for listening. Reach out to us on social media. People still asking for pictures of that pig's head when we're getting new listeners. Are they? So that's exciting.
Oh my God. Yeah. Can I do a fun thing? I want to do this, which is, so my cousin, like my family, my uncle and his partner and their children, they went up north to like Cape York or whatever for Christmas, New Year's, and they uploaded heaps of pictures of all the pigs that they killed. Do you reckon maybe we could do a fun thing where we ask the listeners to message and tell us how many pigs do they think that my family killed and uploaded the pictures of to Facebook? How many pigs do you think? How many dead pigs do you think were uploaded to my auntie and uncle's Facebook page over the Christmas New Year period?
Okay, well, let's say message in. How many pigs do you think Danielle's family killed over Christmas? What does the winner get? The first person to say the right number.
They get to know that they were right. Also, they get...
That's a shit prize.
They get the best picture. Because I've got some pictures of the
pigs. Of a dead pig?
There's some funny ones. I mean, like, it's not funny what happened, but there are some funny poses. Okay, Naomi.
That's not a good prize.
Right now I'm going to send you... Oh, well, I don't know what the fuck to give as a prize. I don't have any money and you quit your job. Now right, you can't support
the person
us.
Who wins. The person who guesses the correct... No, you only get one shot at a guess. And the
Check your
who
phone quickly.
The person who gets the right number first, they get a shout out on the pod.
Okay, yes, that's good. We'll write a poem about them or a story. This is the what I think is the best photo. Because it's pretty funny.
By best, it's funny in a bad most way. Horrifying.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Yes. So, pretty okay. Terrifying. So the person who wins also gets early access to that horrifying photo, which I'll not describe yet, but wow, that is burnt into my retinas.
There's a few different ones of that.
So watch Married at First Sight.
I'm sending you a few, no, Naomi.
I don't want any more of that.
Well, too bad. I've just sent two more. So.
I'm so upset.
Okay. Oh my God, sorry.
That's not okay.
No, I know it's not okay.
No, yeah, but now I'm... Oh, I'm so upset. Okay. All right. Watch Married at First Sight so you can keep up with us talking about that. Or, like a lot of you do, don't watch it and then just listen to us complain about it. But we're excited to go on this journey with you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for listening. Tell us how many pigs.
Yeah, tell us how many pigs.
Yes. We can leave now.
Okay.
Bye.
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 Batch. Batch.
Batch, bitch.
Batch, 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 batch.
Batch, bitch.
Batch, batch, bitch, batch.
Batch, 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 bitch.
Batch, 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 batch.
Batch, bitch. Batchy, batchy, bitch, bitch.
Batch, 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 bitch, bitch. Batchy, batchy, bitch, bitch. Batchy, bitch. Batchy, 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 bitch.
Batchy, batchy, bitch, bitch.
Batch, batch, batch,
batch,
batch, batch,
bitch,
batch,
bitch.
Batch, bitch.
Bitch, bitch, bitch.
Bitch. Batch,
bitch. Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.